more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Welcome back to Eye on Travel as we continue on board the Viking ship Yi Dun, sailing through coastal China. Of course, you know the drill. You can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem, and we'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to some of your emails. Here's one from Laura. She says, I booked a cruise on Celebrity. I paid a $500 deposit, and I bought insurance through the cruise line, but I haven't received my money back when I asked for a refund. The cruise was to take place last month. That's August of 2024, and I canceled the trip because of my medical condition. I thought by canceling they would send it to me, but I've not received anything. Who do I contact for the refund? Well, it's a little confusing, Laura, because you said you bought insurance. Who'd you buy the insurance from? From Celebrity or from a third party? That's important. And was it trip cancellation and interruption insurance? And did it include a medical provision? I have no idea the policy that you bought or who you bought it from, so please get back to me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with more details, and I'll try to help you. Here's one from Brian, who writes, we'll be four adults traveling to Europe in September of 2025. We plan to travel with the rail pass and going from England to Belgium, Germany, Czech Republic, Poland, Italy, France, and Switzerland. Any suggestions? Well, first of all, Brian, how long are you planning for this trip? Number one. Number two, the Eurail Pass is a great idea, but you must remember this. You've got to buy it in conjunction with your round-trip airline tickets, and you have to buy it in the U.S. before you leave. The good news is they've expanded all the options on Eurail Pass, and it covers trains in every one of the countries you mentioned. And if you plan it right, you'll cut down on your hotel costs if you take some of the overnight trains, which are really comfortable. So, and by the way, you don't have to travel first class. Second class will do just fine. But more importantly, I have no idea how long you're going for because you mentioned, two, four, six, seven, nine countries. Are you leaving for a year? Let me know. Again, get back to me, peter@petergreenberg.com, and I'll try to do something else for you. Here's one from William who writes, when in England, do they prefer credit cards over cash? Well, Bill, let me explain. First of all, if you are going to use a credit card, make sure it doesn't have any foreign transaction fees attached to it. Just contact your credit card company to make sure that's the case. Never use an ATM card or a debit card. It's not a good idea. And most importantly, when paying for something with a credit card, you'll often be asked to say which kind of currency you want the transaction to be listed in, either U.S. or British pounds. Always pick U.S. And the reason is many merchants will make an additional profit without telling you by using something called a dynamic conversion fee, which does not give you a favorable rate of exchange. Okay, so that's what you need to do. Now, if you're really worried about cash, yes, you can go to the bank and get some traveler's checks. But remember what a traveler's check is. It's an interest-free loan to the traveler check issuer. That's why they give you that little handy-dandy wallet to bring with you, which usually ends up in a dresser drawer with unused traveler's checks. So as long as you have an ATM card, you know, and with a bank that, once again, may waive the fees that you'll be charged if you use a foreign machine or will give you a rebate on those fees, always check, then that's where you change your money through an ATM at a local bank, not an ATM at an airport, not a private ATM or one that you find like at a convenience store. Do it at a local bank. You'll get a much better favorable exchange rate. All right? I hope that helps. Here's one from Linda who writes, my mother came to the U.S. from Shanghai in the 1940s. Is it safe to go there to visit the old Jewish areas now? I especially want to see the memorial wall for Jewish refugees. Is there a tour that you recommend? The answer, Linda, is absolutely it's able to do that. And if you apply for a Chinese visa, which you'll have to do, they will give you probably a 10-year visa with multiple entries. So that's good. And any reputable hotel in China in Shanghai, I should say, can set you up very easily with an English-speaking guide who can tailor a day tour to everywhere you want to go in Shanghai. It's a remarkable city, and the history is still very much there. The bottom line is, you can do it. All right, here's one from Marilyn. I love this letter. I have a 2.5-pound frozen package of Italian beef that I like to bring to my son in Colorado next week. Yum. However, I don't want it confiscated by the TSA. Is it safe to bring? Well, the last time I checked, Italian beef is not a liquid. So I think you're okay. And I think there's not a lot of metal in the Italian beef. What I would do is I'd basically bubble wrap it and in two separate bags, so one inside the other, and you can definitely then and seal it and then put it in your checked-in bag. It's not going to be a problem at all. It will not be confiscated. It will not be determined as a security threat. And just make sure that you remember that it's in there so that when you get to Colorado, you take it out. Otherwise, your entire bag will be beef. But other than that, yes. The answer is you can do that, right? It's not a liquid, and it's not a weapon. But again, double wrap it and bubble wrap it, or you will be in trouble, all right? Not with the TSA, but with all your fellow passengers, not to mention your friends when you get to Colorado. All right. When we come back, more from the ship Yi Dun, cruising coastal China, with Ashley Kashuluk, the senior cruise writer for The Points Guy. Stick around. We got more coming as Eye on Travel continues from China right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back.